941, it is Chris with you and Positive Jazz Podcast officially on the air for Tuesday, July 26th. On with us, David Geisler. Good morning, David. The book is called Conversational Evangelism. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Great to be with you.
Thank you for taking a few minutes today and spending some time with us on Positive Chats. We're going to have some conversation today about your father and the lives that he influenced and the fact that, and listeners, I think that if you really listen to the story today, if you really pay attention, I think you're going to hear some things that's just going to make your confidence and your faith in God just soar. Because one of the things that was so intriguing about this, Norman, your father, made the statement that I didn't think I was going to be able to read a book, let alone write one. And he wrote over 100.
Yes. Father was practically illiterate until he was 17. And God told him he was going to become a scholar. And he, sure enough, that's exactly what happened. So if God can do that in my father's life, just think what he can do in our life if we're willing to be used by him.
Things like that, we kind of limit ourselves. Didn't that feel about right? And then you have someone like your father come along and just change the perception, that whole thing.
Yes, and I think sometimes we forget that God's more concerned about our availability, not our abilities.
Well, looking at the book now, and Josh McDowell did a foreword, and other names in here that are just household names. So the book is called Conversational Evangelism. So let's talk about the book. You guys pretty much co-authored this book.
Yeah, actually, it was my doctor of ministry dissertation. I did it, and then my committee said I should write a book, and my father said, well, let's do it together. And basically, most of what I learned from him anyway. So it was just, he really helped to make the book what it is.
I wonder, because there are times when we know our parents as parents, as an authority leader.
Right.
In writing this book, did you get to know your dad as a guy, as like another person?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I had the privilege, you know, of learning from him when I was in grade school. I started witnessing when I was in grade school, and I led my best friend of the Lord in seventh grade, and his whole family came to Christ. And it was, you know, my father just was a good example of, you know, how is it that we're supposed to, you know, integrate this apologetics and evangelism, and all the things I learned from him, I put it in the book, and then he added some things, and it made it a very good book. But more than just the book, I'm really excited about getting all my dad's resources out to more and more people through this movie that we're making, that we made about my dad's life.
Tell us a little bit about the movie.
So about 5 years ago, someone came to me and said, you know, a former student of my dad's, and said, you should do a movie about his life. And I thought, well, you know, he's the, you know, grandfather of classical apologetics. That's probably a good idea. And as I was making this movie, what I discovered is that my father was a pivotal person that God used in the 70s and the 80s, especially in our culture, at a certain time when our culture was moving more and more away from Christian values. You know, from 1960 to 1990, the Supreme Court decided that you couldn't teach in a public school God, creator, creation, or God-given moral values. And my father stood in the gap between the culture and the church at that time. And the movie tells the important story of what happened and what happened to our culture. And it's a movie that will help people to think about what is it that they need to do today to be a more effective witness. I don't think I could say it any better than Dr. Ed Heinzen. He said much of what Norm Geisler wanted to say in the 20th century was really speaking to the 21st century and needs to be heard today as much as ever before. And that's why we're really trying to promote this movie and the resources that go with it at normgeislerthemovie.com.
David, yeah. Christianity changes as the generations move forward and things move ahead. And what we used to believe, we no longer believe anymore. And what we didn't used to believe, we now do. What do you think the central message of your dad's message would be? What would be the one thing he would try to get across to us today to say, like, listen, you need to slow down before adopting certain things. You need to stop and think about this right here. What would he say?
Well, it's funny you asked me this question, because this is something that I, as I've shown this movie all around the U.S. in the last year, and I've noticed there are three things that many Christians still don't understand that my father tried to teach. Number one, all truth is God's truth, and therefore we don't always have to start with the Bible when we're witnessing to people. We can start further back and talk about the common ground we have in terms of moral law, or understanding of that, there, as Romans 1 says, that there is a creator who created all of us, and that understanding is known to everyone. Number two, faith and reason are more compatible than most Christians realize. And number three, there is a proper way to use apologetics in our evangelism. And that begins with understanding this important distinction that my father made between belief that and belief in. I can believe that Jesus is the Messiah, but still not be a Christian if I don't believe in him. James 2:19 says, the demons believe that God exists, but they certainly don't believe in him. And so if we can just start with some of these simple ideas, all truth is God's truth, faith and reason are more compatible than most Christians realize, and there's a proper way to use apologetics in our evangelism. If we can work on those simple truths, and that's one of the things that I have a crusade to do this next few years in churches around the country, I think, you know, we can, you know, there's a lot of gray right now, even within Christianity. And I think we need to get back to the fundamentals. And my father would say the Bible is the fundamental of all the fundamentals. If we don't believe the Bible is the inspired word of God, then how can we believe any doctrine that it teaches? And the movie talks a little bit about that story, about what my dad did in the 80s with the Council of Biblical Inerrancy, where they brought 300 scholars to write this the Chicago Statement of Biblical Inerrancy, and it became kind of the standard for evangelical churches.
Gosh, what's cool about your dad is, I think, how often have we heard the phrase, preach the gospel and when necessary use words? It sounds like your dad was that kind of minister.
Yeah, he was. And, you know, if you and I want to make a difference in the world today, you know, we have to go back to, you know, seeing the word of God as our standard, and living our lives according to that standard.
David, what's cool about you is really getting to understand you a little bit, because your father influenced a lot of people that we're familiar with now. Tony Evans, a whole cluster of people that are just like, I know that name. You yourself, you're the president and co-founder of Norm Geisler International Ministries. You co-authored the book Conversational Evangelism with your father, Norm, and it's been translated into six languages. A question I have for you is, that, did you ever think that filmmaking would be part of your thing? Is that a project you were like, I didn't know how to do this?
No. And to be honest, I've lived most of my life in my father's shadow. And basically, I had most of my life on the curb watching him almost single-handedly defend the Christian faith.
Huh.
But then something happened to me, apart from making this movie a couple of years ago. By divine appointment, I made friends with one of the top skeptical scholars in the country, who's written 12 or 13 books against Christianity. And he and I became friends, and I even endorsed one of the books that he wrote recently. And God is helping me to see that just because I didn't have struggles, because I had Norm Geisler to give me the answers when I was a little boy, doesn't mean that other people don't struggle. And so I've kind of taken that as a sign that God wants me to share with more and more people all the things that my dad taught me, and try to communicate it in ways that Christians can feel more equipped, so that, you know, I remember once talking to a student on a college campus who said, I'm a Christian, but I'm not sharing my faith. And I said, well, why is that? And he said, well, I believe Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. I just don't believe it strongly enough that I'm willing to share it with someone. And I said, well, Jesus, you know, said, you know, seek and ye shall find. You know, you shouldn't be afraid of the truth. You should know your faith, understand the reasons for what you believe more and more. And I'm realizing that more and more Christians need to know what they believe and why they believe it, so they're motivated then to share their faith in a really darkened culture in which we live today.
And it sounds like you were really put in that position because you said a skeptical scholar. You became friends with that. What was that like?
Yeah, I mean, I was blown away. I mean, I kind of, you know, when I was a little boy, I would watch my dad debate all these atheists and skeptics, and I just felt sorry for whoever had to debate him. So most of my life, I really steered away from, you know, debating people and about what I believe and why I believe it. I was willing to have a conversation with someone. I would ask them questions like, if you could know the truth, would you want to know it? And to me, that's the most important question. If people want to know the truth, then we can find evidence to help them to see that Christianity is the truth, that Jesus is the, you know, the way, that Jesus did three things. He lived a sinless and miraculous life, fulfilled prophecy, died and rose from the dead, and he's unique among all religious leaders, and he is the only way that our sins can be atoned for. But, you know, I wasn't interested in, you know, those debates with different people, and yet God led me to a man who basically does this for a living. He debates Christians.
Wow.
And so, you know, I'm trying to be a good witness to him and answer questions and make him think in ways that maybe, you know, Christians maybe are a little, can be defensive sometimes or offensive sometimes as well. And that's where conversational evangelism comes in. I just want to have a dialogue with people. And the principle behind our book is you want to ask questions like Jesus did and the disciples and allow others to surface the truth for themselves, keeping in mind the three D's: surface doubt, minimize defensiveness, but most importantly, create a desire to continue the conversation. Remember what Jesus did with the woman at the well in John chapter 4? He said to her, if you drink of the water that I give you, you'll never be thirsty again. And that's what we want to do. We want to ask questions to people and make them thirsty for that living water, Jesus Christ. And I find this is the new paradigm that we should be teaching. And you can find some of our resources on ngim.org where we do this. But if you buy the movie package, you get it all. You get the movie that you can show at your church, and you get all these resources that some of my staff and myself and my father left so that we can better equip the church. And then also we have an evangelism app, a free app. All they have to do is to go to their Google Play Store or Apple Store and type in Norm Geisler International Ministries, and you'll see the free app. And so I'm just trying to get resources out to churches all across the country because I was given a great responsibility learning all the things that I did from my father, and I just want to pass it on.
Well, you know what? A huge thank you to you because, number one, you spent time with us throughout the morning, so thank you for that. And what I think is great is that you mentioned that there were some pointers from conversational evangelism from your book that you and your dad co-wrote that really went back to the skeptical scholar.
Yes.
And you said there were practical principles that you used on him. What you wrote, you put into practice. The question I have yet as we start to wrap up, where do we find the movie? Is that available for stream, Apple TV, Roku, the usual?
Right now, my focus is just trying to get it into churches so that eventually it will be, but that's not. Or they just go to normgeislerthemovie.com, and you can purchase renting the film at your church, and then there are all these resources that you don't have to rent. You can actually duplicate and give to everyone in your church.
Hmm.
It's all part of the movie package. So we're trying to pass on to people everything, access to the Norm Geisler Institute, 3 memberships to the Norm Geisler Institute. And so we have marketing materials, screening materials, Norm Geisler booklet, the study guide that goes with the movie, and 4 core messages. And it's my way of trying to continue my dad's legacy. That's why I'm doing all of this.
What a great legacy to leave. All right, so again, church, tell your pastor about this project. NormGeisler, the movie.com, G-E-I-S-L-E-R, tell your pastors, and really getting the resource in their hands. From there, we're continuing to spread the work. David, when we're sitting down, we're watching the picture, what's the one thing your dad would want to leave behind?
One of the things I was surprised in making this movie was it wasn't just the quality of what my father taught. It was how he mentored and discipled other people. He was such a servant of God. He would help so many people all through his life. I still get people calling me up and telling me stories of all the things my father did for them personally. And I think that's the takeaway, that we're all unqualified, and yet God can use all of us if we're willing to be used as a servant to make a difference in our sphere of influence.
So we can follow you as well. I want to make it simple for all of us. If
sure.
we want to follow you on social media, is that found at the website as well, NormGeislerTheMovie.com?
Yes. Yeah. You could start there, and our website, NGIM.org, and our Norm Geisler Facebook page. We're putting out memes, basically, that communicate many of the key ideas that he taught all his life. And that's one way to follow what we're doing.
David, can we pray for you before we cut you loose?
Sure. Father, absolutely.
Thank you for David and the work that you called him into and the relationship between he and his father. And the fact that this work continues on and generation, and as the Bible says, one generation will praise your works into another. Father, we thank you. As you take care of David, you take care of those in his leadership, and as he mentors those, you continue to spring up new leaders. And we thank you as we continue to move forward, that you continue to do your thing because you're big and you're multi-generational, and anything you do grows, and we know that about you. We thank you again for David. Bless this work as the work of his father continues to go out. We thank you for both blessing David and Norm's work and the entire family, too. I know we're talking about father and son, but the whole family involved. And we bless you again, generations, generations, generations. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
David, thank you again for spending a few minutes with us. Is there one last thing you want to say about the picture?
Yeah, it's an important movie, not just to talk about the kind of person my father is, but about the culture that we had in America in the 60s and 70s and 80s, because we really need to understand what went wrong so we can better understand what we need to do today to be a more effective witness in our culture. So for that reason alone, it's an important movie that every church needs to get and to show to their congregation and use it as a catalyst to help them want to grow spiritually in the areas of apologetics and evangelism.
There's a lot in this yet, too. So don't forget, if you want to find all of David's social media channels, learn more about the movie, and really know where all the resources are, again, the websites?
The two websites, NGIM.org and NormGeislerTheMovie.com.
There you go.
Those are the two.
David, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Great being with you, Chris.